On today's arts page, French Ivorian film director Isabelle Bonny-Clavry tackles the issue of discrimination in France. Stay with us.
À Paris, quand un amour fleurit, ça fait pomper.
Liberty, equality, fraternity. The motto of the Republic of France. However, like all nations globally, some residents find themselves disenfranchised and marginalized. One filmmaker has stepped out of the shadows to bring to light this familiar issue. Her documentary film, Too Black to be French, will be screened right here in Jamaica at the Alliance Française on Thursday, November 26 at 6:30 p.m.
Le soleil.
Going beyond the French taboos about race and class, Isabelle Bonny-Clavry investigates the topic on a social and even personal level, as she is of mixed racial heritage. She comes against the background of the recent attacks on the French Republic and is helping to champion the rights of all humans, black, white, and otherwise. In Too Black to be French, Isabelle conveys the extraordinary history of her grandparents in the 1930s, one of whom was white and the other not. She talks about her childhood in the upper French society and how growing up in a privileged environment never made her exempt from being ostracized. Stephanie Daly from the Alliance Française de la Jamaïque says the presence of the filmmaker and director makes the event unique.
It's not every day that we have filmmakers who are actually here when we screen their material. We haven't had this in a very long while, and so the subject matter is very interesting. And to have the filmmaker here to be able to interact with the crowd, you don't get that very often.
The film also features individuals who bear witness to their daily experiences of discrimination. Juxtaposing her own with American popular culture, she admits that their music and media helped her understand racial issues better. International specialists like Patrick Simon also play a role in the film, attempting to aid viewers shape their own understanding of the political and historical roots of racism against blacks.
Bonjour, bonjour.
It is said that Too Black to be French has been widely accepted by the black French population, as it is the first time such issues thought forbidden are dealt with by a black filmmaker on national and international platforms. As a screenwriter, Isabelle Bonny-Clavry co-writes primetime series for television and is known internationally for Second Chance, nominated in 2009 for an Emmy Award. She has also worked with known activist and actor Danny Glover during her tenure at L'Ouverture Films. Isabelle expects to publish a follow-up essay to the docufilm next year. Too Black to be French will be screened at the Alliance Française de la Jamaïque on Thursday, November 26, starting at 6:30 p.m., and the director will host an interactive session after the film. The 53-minute documentary will widen perspectives on the global issue of discrimination, and the director may be able to answer a question or two about how she has dealt with her own reality in a francophone world and etched out a living despite various challenges. For more information or to reserve your admission, contact the Alliance Française de la Jamaïque at 978-6996 or send an email to alliancefr.jm. That's alliancefr.jm@gmail.com. Until next time, I'm Vanessa Silvera with engineer Andre Sawyers. Have an enjoyable weekend.
Some of the cases we come across at Sisoka are extremely disturbing. One of the most troubling was the brutal rape of a 13-year-old. The only evidence we had was a stain on our school uniform, so we sent it to the Ministry of National Security Forensics.
After conducting a thorough analysis, we were able to find a DNA match in our database.
I am Enid Ross Stewart from Sisoka, and together we are working to keep our country safe.
The Ministry of National Security, one nation, one mission.
Protect our children against lead poisoning by proper storage and disposal of old car batteries and use lead-free paint. If you think your child might be exposed to lead, call the Caribbean Poison Information Network, CARPIN, at 1-888-764-7667. Visit CARPIN's Facebook and Twitter pages for information on poison prevention. This message brought to you by the World Health Organization and the Pan American Health Organization.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.